This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israelis eyed the end of an era Thursday after a mostly alliance of parties from across the political spectrum agreed to form a government to unseat veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced the deal just minutes before a midnight Wednesday deadline, prompting celebrations into the early hours by the premier's opponents and a defiant show of support by his fans. On paper, the prospective coalition commands a slender majority in parliament, but a confidence vote is not expected for several days, giving Netanyahu time to woo potential defectors. Should last-minute defections thwart the change alliance, Israel would likely have to hold yet another election, the fifth in just over 2 years. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters at the White House that Mr. Biden, quote, has launched a rapid strategic review, end quote, of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Mr. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva June 16th as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over election meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. A U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the United States government it received a ransom demand in the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. The president says the nation's moving toward a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, hoping to reach 70.